Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. My mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there, and I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny at the dark end of the road that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, from somewhere up above, they come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up and strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light, spiritual radio for a Sunday night. We are coming to you live here, January 22nd. We're glad that you are here. We got a brand new guest joining us. It fits in right with the song, as our guest does angel readings, psychic medium, and she's going to be taking your phone calls as Annette Hart is our brand new guest, Journey into the Light, and we'll be here at this time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening to us in the archives, she'll be here each Sunday at this time, so come to the show live if you're not here today already. But if you are here live and you're called in or want to think about calling in, the number to call into the radio show is 347-884-8245. Once you call on in, press the 1 on your phone to speak to Annette, and we'll be taking your calls here momentarily. So we're glad that you are here, and this is your first time to Journey into Light. I'm going to just quickly let you know that Journey into Light is a spiritual radio show that's been on the air now 9 years, and we do daily shows. We have anywhere from 4 to 6 hours spiritual radio coming to you with different guests all around the world. So to get involved in all of that, so press the follow button located at the top left of your screen so that you can get updates of all the new and upcoming shows heading your way. So now I'm going to go to the switchboard and let's bring in our guest, Annette Hart, to the show. Welcome, Annette.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, it's great to have you here, and it's great when a guest is excited to be here, so it makes it all the better. So I know I enjoyed speaking with you when we got to know each other and set things up and everything, so I'm really excited for you to come on and let the listeners know about you. So starting off, before we go to the calls, take some time, if you would, and let the listeners know, how did you get started, like, being able to connect to spirit guides and angels?
I think it's been a lifelong connection. I want to apologize. I have a bit of a head cold here, so I might sound a little nasal or be coughing in between. But when I was very, very little, one of my earliest memories was it was just a normal thing for me when I went to bed at night to actually first really hear and sort of see the images of these groups that would be speaking to me. And at that time, I remember, laying in bed almost every night, and I would be drawn to the area between my two eyes, which I now know is the third eye chakra, but I didn't know that as a child. And I would always feel like this overwhelming sensation to touch there, and then all of a sudden it would open up, and I would hear, and I would speak. And I wouldn't speak through my mouth, although I would hear them. And I just remember one night I shared the room with my sister, and I was maybe five, maybe 6 years old. And I mentioned to her, maybe I said something, and she was curious, you know, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm talking to them, you know, that group. And she sort of put a stop to that in real short order. And so I knew that they were there, but my sister poo-pooed it and led me to believe, you know, I was doing something that was going to get me into big trouble. So I kind of didn't keep that connection going, which I've come to learn over the years. It's very normal for children to have that connection, and it's very normal that as children grow up, society, you know, we don't really, we don't stress that that's something we want children to do. What we tell children is their imagination, and so it kind of falls by the wayside. But later on in my adult life, excuse me, there goes my throat, I was on a quest, as many people are, unhappy in my life, and I just knew that there had to be answers. And again, I am clairaudient, I should say, where I hear. And I heard with such clarity, listen, Annette, get up, go to your library today. They're having a book sale. You're going to find what you need. And I didn't have a lot of funds at the time. I was a homemaker. Excuse me. So I went there, and for about $5, I was able to amass this beautiful library of self-help books, which, again, that was not a genre that I was big with. When I read, I liked to read mysteries. And here I was discovering people like Louise Hay. I had never heard of her. Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, and from there I just knew that, okay, you know what? I need to go back and go within, and I need to develop these gifts that I already have that I had turned myself away from so many years earlier. And it was just an unfolding from there. Once I opened myself up to it, it just kept different things would pop up in my life that would lead me further and further onto this path. And I'm just so grateful for that, because you know, when I read for myself, first of all, it helps me with clarity. And then to help someone else is really, really a privilege and an honor. And just to give someone peace of mind, it's such a great feeling. There's no words for that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Just to be able to help someone, there's no words to it. Like you said, it's really what sustains me, what kept me going, especially in the early years of doing this radio show. And sometimes it could be a, you know, any call for help is so much needed. You know, I mean, you might be something big like suicide, or it could be something like, you know, trying to find a job. It's important to that person, and we all have to work. We all got to take care of ourselves and family. So yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You know, for myself, it was even, there were times where I had decisions to make, and I would ask for a sign. And this is the thing I want to stress, is when you do ask for a sign, know that you will get it. And you could even set it up like, okay, if it's this, show me that, show me something blue. Or I'll say, make it big so I'll know. And the thing is, the real key is don't ignore it, because you will get the sign. If you ask for it, you will get one. But if you ignore it, then you're just, you know, you're putting yourself back. And you're not helping yourself.
Yeah, very true. So, so what are you doing now? Like, what is your work? And
well, I am actually a school teacher. That's my day job. But I do readings for clients, and I do attend psychic fairs on Long Island where I live. I enjoy going to those and meeting new people and just expanding from there. But my day job is teaching. I work with children.
Well, that's great. That's great. Definitely need that. So, and good teacher. So that's great. Before we go to callers, how can people find you? Like to set up private readings with you?
Sure. It's very simple. Email is the best way, because I'm always on my email. I'm always checking that. So it's AV, like Victoria, AVHART, HART, at MSN.com. And if they just put in the subject line, even if they put the name of your show, then I'll know that they're looking for a reading. That would be great.
Okay. And what about your website, which we have listed? Can they connect with you there also?
Absolutely. There's a page on the website. The website is www.AnnetteHart, all one word, AnnetteHart.weebly.com.
Okay, and so we do have that listed, folks. As far as the email address, his link is right there, which Annette is saying is the easiest way to set up a private reading. Just click on that, send Annette an email. Very simple to do. Very good. Okay, so why don't we take callers here with time remaining. Does that sound good, Annette?
Sounds really good.
Okay, great. Let's go to our first caller, and we do invite everybody to call on in, and then once you call in, press the 1 on your phone. Area code 956, you're up first. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Jennifer from Texas.
Hi, this is Jennifer, you said?
Yes.
And you're from Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my pleasure to meet you. I'm Annette. Thank you for calling in. How can I be of service to you, Jennifer?
Hi, well, I recently applied for a mortgage, and I wanted to know if I would get approved or denied.
Okay. All right, I'm going to use, Angel cards from Doreen Virtue's deck. So I'm going to just... think about your question for a moment while I shuffle the deck. This is generally what I do. It just helps put a little more focus into the cards. And a lot of times while I'm shuffling, I'm actually drawn to when I should stop and when I should pull. And I see this card wants to come out for you. Let's just see. Okay. Okay, so I actually pulled three cards for you, Jennifer. I'm going to give them to you in the order that they came out. The first card is really great. This is Archangel Michael has a message. I'm going to read the card first for you because this is how I work, and then anything that channels through me will come after that. So right here on the card, it's a beautiful, beautiful picture of Archangel Michael. He's holding in his right hand a torch, which is really lighting the way for you. And in the other hand, he is holding in his left hand a sword. And the sword is facing downward. And right away, that's making me feel like, you know, that sword, you could just stick it in the ground, and you are going to, you're going to claim a stake. So I'm feeling like you are going to get this mortgage. And Archangel Michael says, you are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved. So they are behind you with this. It will be moving forward for you. Not to worry about it. One of the things, when we give our attention to our fears and our worries, then that's where the energy is going to go, and that's where the energy is going to flow. But if you just, you know, put down the paddle, so to speak, and stop trying to go upstream, just go with the flow, things are going to work out for you with this. The next card is Archangel Raguel. And this has to do with relationship harmony. And again, she's holding this torch up too. And in the other hand are beautiful, beautiful flowers. So I see things like that to me means like there's going to be a lot of growth. There's going to be a lot of hope and spring. Probably in the spring is when this is going to happen. So, and the message on here is that we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now. You're very worried about this. It's weighing heavily on your mind, and you just need to take in a deep breath and let it go. And one of the things, you know, you don't want to have this happen and then regret it. So one of the things I would say for you as a mantra is to say this or something better for the highest good of all concerns, so that it if it happens, and I believe it will, it's for your highest good. It's not going to be something that you will regret. Try to, even in this process now while you're waiting, have joy in the waiting, almost like when you're waiting for a child to be born. This is your future. So just relax and go with the flow. The last card is says counselor, and it's a beautiful image. I wish you could see this of a woman, and behind her, the angel has his hands firmly on her shoulders, and she's just receiving such love and such light. And the name on the card says counselor. It's Archangel Azrael. It says, you are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. But I'm really feeling that you are receiving the guidance and the reassurance now. You know, there's nothing to worry about. Ask yourself, what would be the worst, you know, if this didn't happen? And let that go, because all good is going to happen for you. So hang in there. You know, I know it could be a trying time when we're going through things like this. We've all, you know, been there one way or another. We were waiting for results of something. But if it's for your highest good, it will be. And that's what you want to put out there. Put out that energy that, you know, you're trusting, and whatever is for your highest good is what you're going to embrace. If it doesn't work out, that means something better is down the road. And that's another way we have to always look at these things. Did that help you at all, Jennifer?
Yes. And well, right now I'm very calm. But my boyfriend was the one that started telling everybody, so that got me nervous and started stressing and, you know,
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah, it could be a nerve-wracking experience, but, you know, you just have to take time and breathe and just know that you're supported in so many ways in the universe. And you know what? It's a big deal, but it doesn't have to overwhelm you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Be well,
thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, we appreciate your call there. And let's go next to Shanika in Georgia. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Shanika. How can I be of service to you?
I just had a question. I just recently began a relationship with a woman. Where do you see it going, I guess?
Okay. All right, let me just focus on that. All Okay, four cards came up for you, Shanika, so let's just look first. All right. Okay, so the first card that came out says peace is the message, and it's a beautiful angel holding an enormous white dove. Archangel Samuel is the angel behind this this picture, saying peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So what I'm feeling right now is that if you get into the frame of mind where you start to get worried or you have doubt, you know, that's what's going to send your relationship where you don't want it to go, where it's going to flounder. But if you just, again, like I said to the other woman, go with the flow, enjoy the love, it'll prosper from there, it'll blossom. The next card, and I actually love this next card, it's a tremendous headshot of an angel, and it's a woman, and she's so strong, and she's so empowering, and the word is courage. So you need to have courage to step into who you are in this relationship, too. It's Archangel Ariel, be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. So I know you said you were wondering where it's going to go. You know that you have some say in where your relationship is going to go. And a lot of times we often have these questions, oh, you know, is this the right person? Is this person going to have a future with me? And it's up to us just as much as it's up to the other person. And that's what I'm feeling that these two cards are trying to say is, you know, be at peace with it. You found someone. You know, you could have courage, and you could take control of your destiny in this relationship too. And there are two more cards, and one was actually hiding behind the other. So I'm going to save that one for last because that was the last card to come out. The next card was compassion. And this is a beautiful message. It says, soften your heart with respect to the situation, all the people involved, including yourself. So, again, it's like what I'm saying to you is that you have a say in where this relationship goes. So if you want it to deepen, if you want it to become more serious, you know, don't hold back. Don't leave a lot of it up to the other person because, you know, the reality is sometimes we leave it to the other person and maybe they have fears or insecurities and they're not getting it from us because we're waiting on them. And so they think we're not as committed or interested, and that kind of hurts and stops things from deepening. So if you have a tendency to hold back or you have a tendency to let the other person always be the leader, kind of this time around, step up to the plate a bit here and you decide, you know, if things are going great and you feel good, just go for it. If you're not happy with how things are, then you speak up and say, well, you know, we need changes here or I'm not happy, I'm not fulfilled. And the last card, though, says nurture. So it means to me, now this is a beautiful image, is there's four angels around an infant. So this relationship is new. You said that, right, when you first spoke with me, that this is a new relationship. You're not sure where it's going to go. So nurture it. Take care of it like a baby. And you have, like I've been saying all along, you have just as much control over how things are going to go in this situation. So if you feel good about this person, don't hold back. Give in to what you're feeling and nurture it. Don't wait for the other person necessarily to make the first move because that's probably what's going to stop things from getting where you want them to really be.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Do any of it? You're very welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for your call. Let's go to Miami with about 5 minutes left. Eduardo, welcome to the show.
Hello, Annette and Michael. How are you guys?
Hi. I'm excited. How can I help you? How can I help you, Eduardo?
Well, I just wanted to get it. Maybe if I can get a general message for the year,
sure.
Or whatever wants to come through.
Okay, absolutely. I'm just shuffling the cards here. Okay. All right. three cards here for you. No, actually, there's four. Like the other one, one hid behind the other. Okay, so I love this first card because first card talks about spiritual understanding, and Archangel Raziel is holding up a beautiful, beautiful symbol. It's all these lights. It's almost sort of like the Tree of Life symbol, and it says, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols, helping you understand spiritual truth. Now, are you metaphysically oriented at all? Do you study metaphysics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
I am. Yeah.
This
and I love that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you understand this. So this card is saying that, you know, you are tapped in, you are tuned in, and, you know, you just need to keep trusting your guides, trusting yourself. You're definitely on the right path. Your second card here says breathe, which again links to the first card. You know, just take a deep breath, go with the flow. You have such a good connection that sometimes, you know, we tend to doubt ourselves. Is this real? Am I really getting these messages? Am I really getting these signs and symbols? And you are. So just breathe and know that when you ask for a sign, you're definitely going to get it because you are tuned in. And now the next card that came up, which is the one that was covering the one that said breathe, said healthy lifestyle. So are you making any changes with your diet?
I need to lose some pounds, so I'm getting, you know, exercising and all that.
Sure, because you know what? Actually, that's going to bring you, especially when you're exercising, you're going to get into a heightened state of meditation because you're going to focus more and you're going to tune in more. So that's going to help you with your spiritual quest, with deepening your practice. And let's face it, there's nothing to lose by doing that. It's only going to help you give you benefits, health benefits, in terms of you'll feel good, you'll be you know, you'll have more vitality. And I know that in doing this work, sometimes, you know, we have a tendency, we can pick up a lot of energy, and some of that energy is not so good. So adopting a healthy lifestyle, because you may have and I'm guilty of this myself, where I'll help someone and I'll help people. People come to me, even if it's on a break in school, teachers will come in, and they leave their energy behind, and I forget to take it off. So through the exercise, you're going to be getting rid of a lot of that toxic stuff that you don't want to cling on to, because you're a light and people are drawn to your light, but you tend to forget to take care of yourself. The last card talks about a career transition, and it says your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So again, I would think that this card saying that you're going to get a little bit deeper into using metaphysics and spirituality, either as a side job or maybe as a possible full-time career. Is that something that sounds right with you? Does that resonate with you?
Well, I kind of always wanted to do that. But it might be also that I'm just, you know, changing careers to other things. And I'm open to different things. So, and I like to think this as well, not just stuff. You know, so.
Okay, we got to hold it there. I'm so sorry we're out of time. It goes by so quickly. But everybody, you can reach Annette at her email. It's all listed here on the show page. Annette, thanks for a great show.
I really enjoyed being here. Thanks again.
Thank you. All right, we'll see Annette back here next Monday. And that's here each week. So that's it. They got 10 seconds in my ear. So it goes by so quickly. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Bonnie, my producer. And we'll see you all tomorrow. We have a whole bunch of shows tomorrow starting in the afternoon. Be blessed, my friends, and much love. Thanks for listening.